Firstly, by practicing humility, we are not using up our merit on worldly attainments, but saving it for the development of spiritual realizations, internal realizations. So we're not seeking out high status, good conditions. We're not seeking these things out. If they come, we can accept them with a humble mind, using whatever comes to be of benefit to others, still keeping a humble attitude. So we don't want to use up our merit on these things that have no real value. Material possessions, reputation, popularity. Popularity. We're not bothered. Wonderful if we're popular, because we use that to benefit others. But we're not going to waste our merit on wishing, wanting to be very popular. Or power. You know, real power is power to benefit others through having a controlled mind. So we don't want to use up our positive energy, our merit, our good fortune on these things. We want to save our merit for spiritual realizations. Secondly, by practicing humility and wishing for others to have all these things, we accumulate a vast amount of merit. So by practicing humility, least precious, most precious, least precious, most precious, we're accumulating merit moment by moment by moment by moment. So not only are we not using it up on worldly concerns, we're accumulating vast merit through cherishing all living beings as most precious. And the third reason, which I think we love very much. Thirdly, we need to practice humility because there is no self or I that we normally see. It's a fabrication, a hallucination coming from our self-grasping. There is no self or I that we normally see, existing there, separate from the aggregates, separate from the mind thinking I. We should view, so with this wisdom understanding, there is no self or I that we normally see, an inherently existent self or I existing independently. There's no such thing. We should view ourself or I, the object of our self-cherishing, which we'll learn about later, as the lowest of all, as something we need to neglect or forget. Such precious advice. Opposite of normal view, the exact opposite. We're always thinking about ourself. I want, I need, I. Hear this instruction, and we must understand we're following the correct path to pure and everlasting happiness. Naturally, we're going against what we normally do, because we've never found pure and everlasting happiness. So it needs to be something we've never done. This is what we've never done. We need to neglect or forget about the object of our self-cherishing, the self that we normally see. Forget about it. Least precious. We're going to use our whole mind to think about others. In this way, our self-cherishing will become weaker, 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 and our love for others will increase. So again, I would say, let's try, let's test this instruction. I'm going to view the self or I that I normally see. So when we think I, the object of that mind, as something we need to neglect or forget. So this is going to open up so much mental space to cherish others.